Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Going to talk about suicide today. That's right. You heard me. Suicide. We don't like to talk about it until someone that we love has ended their life prematurely. And then the famous statement by so many loved ones when family members, friends, co-workers, when they end their life by suicide, the famous statement that I've heard over and over my 17 years of ministry, if we just would have known, we would have done anything to help. And so that's why we're going to talk about suicide today and tomorrow. I know it's a heavy topic, but the Bible says what's done in the darkness, when it's brought to light, it takes away its power. And that's what we're wanting to do by talking about suicide. And Jesus warned us in John 10, verse 10, the thief comes to steal and to kill and destroy. But I love, in the very next breath, Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. In other words, there's always hope. Always hope. Doesn't mean necessarily it's going to be easy. But there is an enemy that does come to steal and to kill and destroy. And suicide is destroy. When somebody ends their life prematurely by suicide, that is destroy. And here in the state of Kentucky, here's just a mind-numbing, gut-wrenching statistic. Did you know that in Kentucky, death by suicide is the second leading cause of death for ages 10 to 34? Say that again. In the state of Kentucky, suicide is the second leading cause of death for ages 10 to 34. And on average, one person dies by suicide approximately every hour in our state. And did you know that more than three times as many people die by suicide in Kentucky annually than by homicide? I mean, this is something that we have to talk about because the enemy is having a field day. And I want to say to you right now, if you are at that place where you're hopeless and you just don't feel like life's worth living anymore, I'm begging you to reach out to one person. There's a national suicide hotline you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255. Or if you like to text, you're like, I don't want to call, I just want to text. You like to text. There is a crisis text line, 741-741. And we will have this information available with our podcast. You can go to our website, hopeishere.today, at your convenience. Have that number, and I want to challenge you. If you are kind of just really, really discouraged and just hanging on by a thread and contemplating thoughts of suicide, I'm begging you, please, to put that phone number in your phone, 1-800-273-TALK. It's 1-800-273-8255 or the crisis text line 741-741 and just reach out to somebody. Well, I want to talk to us about how we can have hope. I did this a little over 6 months ago, but those of you who have been listening to Hope Is Here on a regular basis over the past 2 years since we started this in December of 2017 know that this is the reason why I started Hope Is Here, so that we could greatly reduce the suicide rate in the state of Kentucky and across our country. And as I prayed and I thought about Bible verses, research that I did, I put together an acronym, just spelling the word, using the word HOPE, H-O-P-E. And after I put this together, I met with Dr. Melinda Moore, who has a PhD in suicidology and actually is one of our country's leading experts on suicide. And she has a real passion because she lost her husband to suicide several years ago, and she went back to school to study this because nobody saw it coming. And unfortunately, in our faith-based institutions, our churches, we don't talk about this topic a lot of mental illness and suicide, and it's a passion of hers. We actually had her as a guest on here in 2018, and I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today, and check out those three programs with Dr. Melinda Moore. But I shared this acronym with her of HOPE and asked her if this lined up with all the research that she had done over the years, and she was like, absolutely. In fact, she said you should patent that. And so I want to share the four simple steps today that when you're so discouraged, you feel like you can't go on any longer. The first, the letter H, is just to hold on. I know that sounds real simple, but when you're discouraged and you're thinking about suicide, you don't want to hold on anymore. And I understand. There have been times I've shared with you in my life that I've prayed the simple prayer that, you know, Lord, if I don't wake up tomorrow morning, I'm okay with that. Just, I'm ready to go be with you. And I felt so overwhelmed with life circumstances and so beat up that steal and kill and destroy thing that Jesus warned us about in John chapter 10, verse 10. So I get that. I've been there before. But I want to remind you that God can do miracles any moment. And the Bible says that weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And I just want to encourage you to please just hold on for one more 24-hour period. Give God a chance to work. And as a friend of mine, Ann, used to tell me, she would say, you know, sometimes I was frustrated, just really struggling at night. She said, you know, everything looks better the next morning after a good night's sleep. And when we're tired and we're fatigued, we can make some really just unwise decisions and selfish decisions that affect others. And I just want to encourage you just to please hold on. Please hold on. That's why we do Hope Is Here and these 14-minute programs. So whenever you're discouraged, you can just go to our website and find a topic that you're dealing with. And we deal with all the hard topics from divorce and addiction and bankruptcy and just so many things that people get discouraged about and have thoughts about suicide. And the letter O, if you hold on just please for 24 more hours, letter O, open up to one person. At least one person. Would encourage you to do it to a friend, if you're married, a spouse, but I know a lot of single people such as myself that listen to Hope Is Here. And I just want to please open up to one more person. Jesus modeled that for us when he had the 12 disciples that he changed the world with. And it's not, I mean, he could have done it by himself. He didn't really need any help, but he said, no, I want to model for you that I don't want you to do life alone. But then I think the thing that really, really just has spoken to me so much over the past year is that, you know, Jesus kind of even had three guys that were like kind of his inner circle, his guys, his boys, whatever you want to call them, and Peter, James, and John. And once again, Jesus didn't need those of them. He's the Son of God. But I think he was modeling that for us to see that, hey, we weren't supposed to do life alone. And yes, obviously, that's great when you're married and have a spouse and those things to share together. But like I said, I know that almost one out of two people in the United States are single. It's like 48%, either by choice, never been married, divorced, or widowed. And so maybe you don't have somebody you can open up to. Reach out to one of your pastors at your church. Reach out to us here at Hope Is Here. And go to our website. There's contact information there, hopeishere.today. But if you're like, I need to talk to somebody right now, go to that 1-800-273-TALK number or text somebody immediately, 741-741. But please open up to one, at least one person. Talk to God. Jesus said, where two or more are gathered, I will be there. And so open up to somebody, at least one other person, please, if you're thinking about suicide. Letter P, put yourself in a new environment. Put yourself in a new environment. You say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, what happens is when we keep doing the same old, I mean, it may start with driving a different way to work, going somewhere new for lunch. There's always a hobby or something that we've all wanted to try to do. And I'm a little unique, but I don't get nervous speaking in front of people. And I wanted to work on my speaking skills 20 years ago after the flood, bankruptcy, and divorce. And I started driving to Toastmasters in Lexington from Cynthiana, Kentucky. It was a 45-minute drive each way. And that was Monday nights at 6:30. So when I got off work at 5:30, I hit a drive-through and drove to Lexington, and I just put myself in a new environment. In fact, Susan that works with me and does a lot of just incredibly great things behind the scenes that makes Hope Is Here possible, that's where I met her at at Toastmasters 20 years ago, but I put myself in a new environment. Maybe, you know, church, go to a different service, or you haven't gone to church and you're just like, well, I got hurt there. There's over 300 churches just in Fayette County alone, over 1,000 churches in Central Kentucky. Try a new church. There's nothing wrong with that. But put yourself in a new environment. That can help change your mental outlook more than you can ever imagine. And, you know, go see a doctor. There's nothing wrong with taking medication for a season. I've said before on here that I've taken an antidepressant for a while, and that's not the only thing. It's Jesus first and foremost, exercise, getting enough sleep, eating well, reaching out to friends and family, but sometimes medicine is required and help get your endorphins up and just kind of help be part of the solution for a season. And I did that a couple of different times in my life, in my 54 years, and you know, don't do it anymore, but for a season, that just helped me, along with the faith, friends, family, exercise, and trying to eat better. So it's kind of a part of the solution, kind of a team effort there. So far we've talked about, if you're kind of at the end of your rope, the word hope, the letter H, hold on, the letter O, open up to at least one person, the letter P, put yourself in a new environment, and the letter E, expect to see changes. Expect to see changes. When I went through the flood, the bankruptcy, divorce, the Christian counselor that I saw, which is another big part of my healing, just encouraged me to read the Psalms, over 100 chapters in the book of Psalms, over 1,000 different Bible verses. Said, just start reading right before you go to bed, and you'll probably cry yourself to sleep the first couple weeks going through this flood, bankruptcy, and divorce, losing your business, home, and marriage all at the same time. But God will start to heal your broken heart and those wounds. And the Psalm that just has been a life verse for me, and I wrote on a post-it note, stuck it in my bathroom mirror, so I saw it first thing in the morning. I stuck it in the dashboard of my car. I stuck it in my wallet. I stuck it on my laptop. Just lots of places where I can see it was Psalm 28, verse 7. It says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped. So maybe that needs to be your verse here for the next 30 days. And there's power in God's word. In Hebrews, it tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Also promises in the Bible that God will never leave us or never forsake us. And so I want to remind you today and encourage you that there's always hope because of Jesus, but you have to expect to see changes. You have to stand firm on that. We walk by faith and not by sight. Another great book that's really helped me a lot over the years is The Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. She was sexually violated by her dad numerous times growing up as a child. And if anybody had a, you know, could sit there and say, I'm bitter and angry and don't love God, it would be her. That she learned to forgive and got healing and winded up baptizing her dad like in his 70s before he died. In fact, he came and lived with her and her husband Dave. So God is a God of miracles, of new beginnings. And I want to remind you of that, encourage you of that, and you can expect to see changes. And I close with Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. It says, because the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. That's Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. If you know somebody struggling with depression or had some suicidal thoughts lately, please share this program with them. You can go to our website, hopeishere.today. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.